Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, and today's show is about 1973. And as usual, we feature jazz drummer Paul Modian. And I got interested in this when Gatto Barbieri passed away. I was remembering when Paul toured with him, and I wasn't sure of the exact details. And I was just a child, but I remember we went to see them play at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Providence, Rhode Island, near where we lived. And so I was looking at Paul's date book, and it's pretty interesting with lots and lots of different recordings and kinds of music going on. And you just heard Tantra, a Don Cherry composition from his album Relativity Suite, and that came out in 1973 on the Jazz Composer Orchestra label. And the lineup is Carlos Ward on alto saxophone, Charlie Hayden on cello, Jane Robertson and Pat Dixon. I'm sorry, I'm reading it wrong. With Charlie Hayden on bass, not cello. Jane Robertson on cello. Ed Blackwell on drums. Sharon Freeman on French horn. Paul Modian on percussion. Carla Bley on piano. Dewey Redman and Frank Lowe on tenor saxophone. And it's actually Frank Lowe is the soloist on that cut. And Brian Trentham on trombone. And Don Cherry on trumpet, conch, and percussion. Jack Jeffers on tuba. Joan Kalish on viola. And also Nan Newton on viola, and Leroy Jenkins on violin. And both Carlos Ward and Leroy Jenkins played on a couple of Paul's CDs for ECM around that time, too. And this album is really combined sort of a New World sound, which Don Cherry went on to continue in that vein. And next up, I have The Drums, a Keith Jarrett composition from Fort Yahweh. That came out in 1973 on Impulse Records, and it's a Live at the Village Vanguard recording. And the actual recording was on February 24th. So I'm going to look up some of these things and read from Paul's notebook for you, but let's get to some more music.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was another cut from Don Cherry's Relativity Suite, which was recorded and released in 1973, Palmodian on percussion. And Charlie Hayden is the bass solo, Don Cherry is the voice, and Moki Cherry on tambura, in addition to that big list I read at the beginning of the show. I personally really like Indian music, and that really has a Indian feel to it. And before that, we heard a short cut from Palmodian's first album as leader, Conception Vessel, and that song was American Indian Song of Sitting Bull, composed by Palmodian, and it actually was recorded in 1972, but it was released in 1973. Keith Jarrett on the flute and Palmodian on percussion on that cut. And at the top of the set, we heard the drums, a Keith Jarrett tune from Fort Yahweh, which was recorded live at the Village Vanguard. Keith Jarrett, Charlie Hayden, Dewey Redman, Palmodian, and Danny Johnson. And there's so much music from 1973. I really can't fit it all in today, but we're going to listen to a little of these albums that I've been playing. I forgot to thank my partner at the beginning of the show, and that would be the Camden Conference. Thanks for helping to put the show on the air. So I have Palmodian's 1973 datebook, and as usual, a very busy year. And I'm going to read what he was doing with Don Cherry. So Tuesday, February 13, 1973, record this week. Rehearsal, Don Cherry, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., 70 Green Street. Then Wednesday, February 14th, record Don Cherry Relativity Suite, 7:30 p.m. until never, 29 Green Street, finished at 3 a.m. That was funny. And then he also plays with Don Cherry. Let's see if I can find it. I thought I had it marked. On March 5th, they played at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire, 6 hours from New York City, 8 p.m., two sets, arrived back in New York City, 5 a.m., received $63 from Don Cherry. Paul also was playing with Roswell Rudd some then, and there's a note paid by Roswell, $125 for March 3rd. And then we have Don Cherry Mix, 8:30 p.m., Blue Rock, Soho, Thursday, March 8th. And then it says, get some bread. I think that means money. Friday, March 9, phone Don Cherry about money. Pick up tapes from Guggenheim. Okay, so we're going to continue on with some music. So this is from the album Impulse Artists on Tour, which I said I was featuring today, but there's really not that much music on it. But this is the Gato Barbieri cut, and Sven Tros, oh dear, sorry about that pronunciation. And this was recorded in 1973 at Montreux, and it's Gato Barbieri, Raoul Mirca, Amadeo Mongus, John Abercrombie, Kalo Palacios, Iscoa Fumero, Adalberto Sivasco, Domingo Cura, George, and Palmodian. And the same group played at the Newport Jazz Festival, which was held in New York City that year, and they played in Central Park. And And then they went on to do some tours. They did a New England tour too. But anyway, this is the cut from Impulse Artists on Tour.
Thank you.
also recorded in 1973 was Tropic Appetites, and that's a Carla Bley album on Watt Works. And Paul was on drums and percussion on that, and Gatto Barbieri also on tenor saxophone and percussion, Carla Bley on organ, piano, electric piano, celeste, cello, vocals, more and more. Paul Haynes wrote the words, Dave Holland on bass, and Howard Johnson on tuba and soprano saxophone, Mike Mantler on trombone and trumpet, Tony Marcus on violin, and Julie Tippett's vocals, Karen Mantler vocals. And that tune was Nothing, written by Carla Bley. And before that, we had one more a song from Relativity Suite called Desireless by Don Cherry. And Carlos Ward was the alto saxophone soloist on that. And at the top of the set, we had Encentros. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I need a foreign language lesson. Gatto Barbieri's tune on Impulse Artists on Tour. And that's only, as far as I can tell, it's only available as an album. And it was a promotional record that Impulse put out. And there's like one cut from five or six of their musicians. And they're all sort of shortened cuts. So, I mean, it's interesting to listen to it, but... I don't know. I have to say it's not a great album, but so I am going to read a little bit more from Paul's date book. And so he toured with Gatto that year quite a bit. And I believe Gatto Barbieri was living in New York City then. They played at the Newport Jazz Festival at Central Park in the afternoon on June 29th. And Paul made a note here. Buddha Records should pay me $180 for Newport. And then later he wrote it, not true, only if they use. And I did, you know, I came across online, you know, like an MP3 file of that concert. And it's supposed to be complete. But I don't know, the company looked a little sketchy. It wasn't anything I'd heard of or seen before. But if anybody knows about the availability of that recording, let me know. It would be interesting. And then he goes, Paul goes with to Montreux on July 3rd to play with Gatto Barbieri on Wednesday, July 4th. And then on July 5th, Conception Vessel, Paul Modian's first album as leader, was released. And... Paul had some notes here about Montreux. Oh, wait, maybe that's not the day they played it. I'm not... Well, it's around then. It says, terrible sound, lousy hall, Montreux, Switzerland, concert and recording. So I guess, you know, that... And that's where that recording came from that I just played on that album. I've got some Carla Bley notes to read, too, but I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with one more Carla Bley tune, and this is Caucasian Bird Riffles.
By words of mouth, knowledge is what shakes its fears. In lacking all experience of them, by words of mouth, knowledge is what shakes its fears. In lacking all knowledge of them, nothing lurking which isn't genuine, windows blackened by laws of art. The feet expression. This silentness in us, awaiting the disillusionment we know to reduce distortion that still shocks. Choose.